Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Art of Witty Banter by Patrick King is a self-help and communication book focused on the mechanics of conversational wit, quick responses, and social ease. Positioned as part of King's How to Be More Likeable and Charismatic series, it treats banter not as a decorative social skill, but as a practical tool for building rapport, reducing awkwardness, and creating stronger first impressions. The book aims to help readers respond faster, sound sharper, and handle everyday interaction with more confidence. Its emphasis is on usable techniques rather than abstract advice, drawing from conversational coaching and improv-inspired ideas. The result is a guide for readers who want to move beyond hesitant small talk and develop a style that feels more natural, responsive, and socially agile in personal, professional, and romantic settings. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, banter as a practical social skill rather than casual cleverness. A central idea in the book is that witty banter is not just about sounding funny. It is a repeatable communication skill that affects how people experience you. King presents conversation as the foundation of many outcomes people want, including friendship, career progress, and romantic connection. That framing shifts banter from a personality trait into something trainable and useful. Instead of asking readers to become naturally extroverted or endlessly humorous, the book treats wit as a set of behaviors that can be learned and practiced. This matters because it lowers the barrier for readers who may not think of themselves as naturally quick. The book's approach is practical. If you can respond smoothly, keep exchanges moving, and avoid dead air, you become easier to talk to and more memorable. In that sense, banter is presented as a social mechanism for lowering friction, increasing comfort, and creating momentum in interaction. Secondly, techniques for thinking on your feet in real time. The book spends significant attention on how to generate responses quickly without freezing under pressure. One of its recurring methods is free association, which is used as a way to connect ideas more rapidly and produce sharper replies in conversation. This emphasis on speed reflects the reality that witty exchanges usually happen under time constraints, not after careful planning. The book also discusses the kinds of questions that make people hesitate or freeze, suggesting that the speaker who understands timing and phrasing has an advantage in steering the interaction. Rather than presenting wit as spontaneous magic, King breaks it down into a process of recognition, reaction, and selection. That approach is useful because quick wit often depends less on originality than on the ability to stay mentally flexible and keep the conversation moving. Readers are encouraged to develop conversational reflexes that make them more responsive, less hesitant, and better able to stay composed when put on the spot. Thirdly, using teasing, comebacks, and humor to create connection without awkwardness. Another major theme is the controlled use of teasing, witty comebacks, and humor to make interactions feel light and socially fluent. The book does not treat teasing as random joking. It presents it as a structured way to show confidence and keep the exchange engaging. Witty comebacks are framed as a defense and a response strategy, allowing the speaker to handle pressure without becoming defensive or flat. At the same time, the book suggests that humor works best when it creates connection rather than distance, which means the goal is not domination but rapport. This balance is important because poorly timed jokes can easily damage the interaction. King's value lies in showing that playful language can be used to reduce tension, signal ease, and keep a conversation from becoming stiff. For readers, this provides a middle path between overly serious speech and forced joking, a style that is humorous but still socially aware and controlled. Fourthly, turning small talk and interviews into comfortable rapport, the book repeatedly returns to the problem of awkward, impersonal conversation and offers a way to move beyond it. Rather than treating small talk as meaningless, it uses that setting as a starting point for building familiarity more quickly. A notable application is the interview context, where the book suggests that conversational skill can transform a formal exchange into something more comfortable and human. This is an important distinction because interviews, networking moments, and first meetings often feel constrained by politeness and pressure. King argues that good banter can ease those constraints by creating warmth, flow, and a sense of mutual ease. The book's practical strength is that it connects social technique to immediate situations readers recognize. It is not only about being funny, it is about making interaction feel less transactional and more natural. That makes the material relevant to people who want better first impressions, smoother introductions, and stronger initial connections. Lastly, a coaching style built around exact phrases and concrete guidance. What distinguishes the book from many other communication titles is its preference for direct, usable instruction. The descriptions emphasize exact phrases, reactions, and examples that readers can apply in daily conversation, which gives the book a more tactical feel than broad self-help advice. This coaching style reflects Patrick King's background as a social skills and conversation coach and fits the book's goal of making conversational improvement accessible. The benefit of this method is that readers are not left to translate abstract principles into action on their own. Instead, they are given practical language patterns and response ideas that can be adapted to real situations. That said, the book's specificity also means it is most useful for readers who want immediate tools rather than deep theory about communication psychology. Its value lies in reducing uncertainty. It shows what to say, when to say it, and how to keep exchanges from stalling. For many readers, that concrete orientation is the book's strongest feature. In conclusion, The Art of Witty Banter is best suited to readers who want to become more comfortable, responsive, and socially fluent in everyday conversation. It will appeal to people who struggle with awkward silences, want to sound quicker on their feet, or need better tools for first impressions in professional, social, or romantic settings. The book is especially useful for readers who prefer practical examples over theory because its approach is built around actionable language patterns, timing, and conversational reflexes. Compared with many books in the self-improvement and communication genre, it stands out for focusing narrowly on wit and banter as a learnable skill rather than offering a broad, general treatment of charisma. That narrower focus gives it clarity and immediate utility. It does not try to solve all social problems at once. Instead, it targets the specific moments where people often feel stuck, hesitant, or bland. For readers seeking a hands-on guide to sounding sharper and engaging others more smoothly, this book offers a direct and structured starting point. If you would like to support Patrick King, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.